Welcome to the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
Show on ESPN 1000. As always, we're presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Always good to see Ron Cassidy go up for a great round up on the North Shore. This 100%. Segment brought to you by Tour Edge. We talk golf with you every single Saturday right here on ESPN 1000. And we are creeping closer and closer to the Masters. And I want to roll through a couple of names here that are just playing better and look like they could be contenders. We do this every single year now. It is our countdown to Augusta.
The birds are chirping. The azaleas are in full bloom. And the green jacket is perfectly tailored.
We look forward to you wearing the green jacket at Augusta National for many years to come.
It's the countdown to Augusta on the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
Couple names that you and I were talking about during the break, Mike, and one guy in particular who it feels like he's been a guy that's been given the benefit of the doubt a lot lately, and he's been proven right more often than not. His name's Justin Thomas.
100%.
I mean, think back to what we saw with the Ryder Cup a couple years ago, where it was like, oh, should he be a part of the team? Should he not be a part of the team? And we saw Zach Johnson put him on the team, and even though the U.S. didn't come out on top in that Ryder Cup, it was certainly a just decision.
It was.
Justin Thomas deserved to be on that team, was one of the pure leaders on that team, and a big reason why America was even in it for a good portion of it. So Justin Thomas, a name that I'm certainly watching heading into Masters season here. He's currently tied for eighth at the Arnold Palmer. Next week, of course, will be a big one for him and a lot of other guys as they go to the Players. But 3-under right now for Justin Thomas, and he's a guy who's just, ever since his comeback win at the PGA Championship a couple years ago in mind-blowing fashion.
Oh, my God.
Has just steadily started playing better golf after having a really bad 2023.
Yeah, but, you know, I still think he sends a nice Christmas card and a basket to Mito Perez for giving him that gift, in sudden death there. But nonetheless, you know, I'm impressed with what Justin Thomas has done. He's been fighting a lot of things. I mean, he had his own father. He kind of pushed him away. He thought he could figure this thing all out on his own. And I think he realized that, you know, two heads are better than one, so to speak, when trying to dissect your golf swing and what's going on. And I think he's found himself again. He's been playing very competitively. And, you know, one thing that really showed me a lot was in his first round this week, he starts out par, double bogey, par, double bogey. He is sitting at four over after four, but then gets it to several under before a couple of bogeys on the way in, but still ends up with 71-70. And he could have easily been sent home packing after the first handful of holes, but he has a lot of fight in him. And I think he's in for a very, very good year and somebody that I think you have to give consideration to when thinking about majors, especially Augusta.
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, the way that he's been hitting the ball lately has been about as good as anyone. Another name that I want to bring up too, and he's been playing pretty well lately too. Not as much so this week, but Patrick Cantlay. And, you know, now that Xander has won the major, we talk about Patrick Cantlay as being one of the best players on tour without a major. And I'm talking about guys who have been tenured at this point. Like, I think we can all agree Right now, Ludvig Åberg is the best player on tour without a major.
100%.
The difference is he's been on tour for 1 year.
Yeah.
Made his Masters debut last year. That is not the case for Patrick Cantlay. But right now, Patrick Cantlay is another one of those guys who's searching for that first major to kind of buddy up with his guy, Xander Schauffele. And now he's got two to if he wants to catch Xander. But Patrick Cantlay is another name that I'm sort of watching as we head into this. It just kind of feels like he's always been one of those guys. He hovers around the leaderboard, and then Sunday comes, and it's a totally different golfer. And you just see, and you know, he's another one of those guys, too, that is frustrating to play with. And maybe that kind of sets the tone, and it's because of the pace of play that he carries with him. And it's polar opposite of a guy like Ludvig, who, I mean, he's grip it and rip it. Like, he steps up, sees ball, hits ball. That's how it goes with him. That is the complete opposite with a Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah, and I think it's almost as if when you get to that point in your game when everything takes so long and you're accused of being the slowest player in America, which Patrick is. I mean, he's just a very deliberate player in what he does. And I think that Patrick, the more, it's almost as if the harder he tries, the worse it gets, I feel like, with him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just don't see him winning a major. I always think that there'll be something that will derail him, and it comes back to his inability to play as slow as he wants to play.
Yeah.
Now, if he gets that ultimate pairing where it's he and a fast player and he's able to slow that player down and turn it into a match play event, then I think he's got his chance. But Patrick is an amazing putter. Amazing. And there's no reason why he shouldn't have a major, but I also look at Patrick, I think his own mind is his own worst enemy at times.
Yeah. I'm right there with you on that. How about this guy, Shane Lowry, who we mentioned is currently your leader at the Arnold Palmer. And maybe, I don't know if Tracy already has an advanced forecast of what we're going to get at Augusta, but Tracy Butler is going to join us, ABC 7 meteorologist, coming up at 10:15. But if we get one of those like gross rainy days, maybe a little cold out there, like high 50s or something like that, that's usually where you see a guy like Shane Lowry sort of thrive. It's like some of those guys who perform well, usually at the Open Championships, really thrive in situations like that. And Lowry's a guy who's playing some spectacular golf as well. And a guy that I always root for in an event like this, like whenever we do the fantasy golf or any sort of pool for the Masters, I usually like throwing Shane Lowry because there's usually you get one gross day at Augusta. And he's a guy who's always tailored to thrive in those conditions when others usually falter a little.
Absolutely agree with you. And, you know, with Shane, you know, earlier last year in the Zurich, he and Rory teamed up and got their wins. You know, Shane hadn't won in about a handful of years. So I think the pairing of those two back together for the first 2 days really helped Shane out a lot. And when you get to watch Full Swing, there is a episode about Shane and Rory and their relationship. And I had no idea to the extent that Shane actually looks up to Rory. And it takes them back to their junior days in Ireland and whatnot. But Shane Lowry benefits tremendously when he gets to play with his friend Rory, and we're seeing it here. I honestly look for Shane to do well next weekend and in the Masters. I'm just a little concerned he's peaking a little too early right now to maybe make him the pick for next week. But then again, Scottie Scheffler knows how to win back-to-back, so maybe these guys can as well. But Shane Lowry, I agree. If there's any poor weather, and I think he just proved it in Florida. Day one, the weather was terrible, and yet he came through with, you know, 3 under. So, you know, he can manufacture good golf in really poor conditions.
Yeah. One last name to get to you, and then we'll get to Tracy Butler in a little bit here. Wyndham Clark, currently second in the Arnold Palmer, but he's a guy who obviously grabbed the headlines when he went out and won the U.S. Open a couple years ago. But fun fact for you, do you know his best finish in a major outside of that U.S. Open victory? If you had to guess what his best finish in a major outside of the U.S. Open victory.
PGA Championship.
Outside. I'm saying like the like his finish in terms of like a leaderboard.
Oh,
what his best finish on a leaderboard has been set outside of his U.S. Open victory.
I don't think he's been in the top 10.
33rd is the best that he has done in a major. Now, that's not to say he hasn't played good golf. Like, he has had three wins on the tour, including that U.S. Open. But it's kind of been an odd path for Wyndham Clark. And maybe he's kind of riding the coattails of that U.S. Open victory. But last year, it was cut. Tied for 56th at the Open, at the U.S. Open, and cut.
Yeah, he actually backed himself onto that Olympic golf team, if you remember, because he didn't even make the cut at the final event, which was the Open, right? Mm-hmm. He missed the cut.
Right.
And so, as such, he, you know, was able to hang on by the thread of his teeth. But I guess the long story short is, he really wasn't playing a lot of good golf in the second half of last year, and it showed. And it's amazing now to see him back out of this and back on top of the leaderboard. Wyndham is a guy, though, that excels when the golf course gets hard. He's a lot like Hideki Matsuyama. Mm-hmm. When the golf courses get tough and you've got to play tactically around, the Wyndham Clarks, the Hideki Matsuyamas, these are the guys that thrive on difficult golf courses.
Yeah, for sure. Real quick, let's squeeze in Craig. He's in Michigan. Morning, Craig.
Hey, good morning. I just want to talk about a few golfers. I mean, to get on the tail end of what you were saying with Cantlay, and I'm not trying to be mean, but man, he just blows so many short putts. You see him do it. And the reason you get a chance to see him blow those putts is because he's always keeping himself in the game, so he gets a lot of TV time. But he blows a lot of short putts. Two other guys I think are on the cusp of a major, or certainly at least being, you know, more highly thought of, is, well, everybody thinks highly of Tony Finau, but he's right there, man. He's always in it every week, like Cantlay. And actually, I like Tony Finau. I mean, I would like to see him win. But another guy that has just been on fire since the first of the year is Sepp Straka. I mean, what do you guys think about Sepp? And I mean, I think that at times he looks as good as anybody in the game. And I think that he could end up being a name that, you know, he could break through. What do you guys think about that? And thanks a lot for getting me in, fellas.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Sepp Straka has played some good rounds this year.
Yeah, he brought up two really good names. Tony Finau, I actually could see this guy being a Masters champion. Somehow that green coat seems to fit with those Nikes. I mean, I can just see it.
Mm-hmm.
But Sepp Straka, I'll tell you what, he had another good day yesterday. That guy shot 77 day one, 66 day two. Sepp can play some golf, and he is another dark horse to really consider for the Masters.
To what Craig was saying, too, I'll say this. I am rooting far more for Tony Finau to win a major than I am for a guy like Patrick Cantlay.
Oh.
I mean, Tony Finau, he is probably the most likable golfer without a major.
100%. I mean, this guy, you fell in love with him if you watched him on Full Swing last year. But just to really get to know who Tony Finau is as a person and what he stands for, he is the gentleman among gentlemen. He is a terrific guy and somebody easy to get behind and root for. And I guarantee you, if it's Tony and just some other guy coming up 18 and you ask these guys on tour who are they rooting for, I promise you the majority of the players are all going to root for Tony Finau. He is a loved individual on tour.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we will check in with ABC7 meteorologist Tracy Butler. She's going to let us know when the golf season weather-wise is really going to start to kick off. All that and more coming up next. This segment has been brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
South Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Tyler Aki alongside Mike Gilligan. We're with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season. Let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. It's ABC7 meteorologist Tracy Butler, longtime friend of the CDGA Golf Show and CDGA member with us right here on the show. Good morning, Tracy, and we missed you last week at the Chicago Golf Show.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I miss you guys, too, but I happened to be in Florida last week getting a little sun and fun in. So, but I miss being there, and I know it was a great, great show.
Yeah, it was. You were missed, but you were in a better spot down in Florida. Did we play a little golf when we were in Florida?
We did not. It was just a little quick girlfriend getaway. So,
gotcha.
No, there. Unfortunately, there wasn't. But my gosh, a weekend even like this, you know, even though we don't have Florida temperatures here, I know there these types of weekends in March get everybody just itching. The golf stores, I'm sure, are packed, and you know, people just want to get out and absorb what sun we do have here and get the clubs out, right?
You know, it's funny you say that. My roommate is going down to Dallas this week, and I think he was telling me it's going to be like 70 degrees, and we were talking, it's like, we would both rather have 60 degrees here than 70 degrees in, like, Dallas. Because 60 degrees here, it just feels different, especially in March.
Because down there, people will say it's chilly.
Cold, yeah.
It's
cold. Get your jacket.
Sure.
Yeah. No, not here. But, man, when you start looking at next week, and that's why I am so excited that Tracy's on, tell us what is going to happen for us golfers coming up.
Well, here's the thing. I honestly think the best day to play this week is going to be Monday.
Really?
So, yes. The more I've been looking, there's a little front that is going to kind of back its way down the lake, probably on Tuesday. And depending on quickly that front comes, Tuesday could be one of those days where we're in the mid-60s. But if that front kind of makes some fast progress down the lake, we're going to stick it out in the low 50s. So either way you look at it, the week does look dry until we get to possibly late in the day on Thursday and Friday. So, you know, we're still in the 50s, most likely. I just think there could be a chilly wind, especially on Wednesday. So Monday is the go-to day. So, hey, maybe you could get a three-day weekend out of it.
Yeah, adjust those tee times accordingly. I think you're throwing everyone for a loop there. You know, you gave a good little tidbit on Cap'n Jay Hood a couple weeks ago, and I think it got the golf itch going for a lot of people when you said, hey, 70s could be here sooner than you think.
You know what? I still, even, you know, I looked at the extended. And while I look at those things as trends, and I don't look at them to be exactly pinpoint forecasts. But the next, I'd say, 3 weeks, we are going to have above average high temperatures.
Yes.
And so now you have to remember, you know, average high this time of the year is in the mid-40s. But even when we get to say that, you know, that sounds pretty good. So I do think that on Monday there will be some spots, especially across some of the southern suburbs, maybe some of those south suburb courses that might be open could pop a 70 on Monday.
This Monday?
But yeah, this Monday.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I think most of us Monday are going to be probably mid-60s the way it's going. So, and then Tuesday, like I said, you know, Tuesday is going to be a day where, you know, if you're down in Shanahan, you're looking at probably mid-upper 60s. But if you're up in Waukegan, you're probably looking at 50. It's all going to depend on how quickly this front kind of progresses down the lake. And that is, this time of year, we get these fronts that come in, and this is kind of where we start that lake breeze season, where we really emphasize kind of that cooler by the lake idea. So just something that we got to, you know, play around with these forecasts. But I'll tell you what, again, at least the first half of the week, it looks ideal.
Yeah.
Just Monday looks like the warmest one.
Well, you know, being here in Chicago all winter, I think our blood has gotten to be like molasses. So anything above 40 degrees is going to feel super warm to us. But as I start to look out, even at Friday next week, it's calling for maybe 65, cloudy, but
right,
anything
right.
That's in the 60s in March, I'm all about it. I mean, the rule of 40 is my rule for golf. But, you know, for some people, it's rule of 50. But I say rule of 40.
Well, the thing is, you know, we really don't, our average high of 60 degrees is not until mid-April. So like you just said, Mike, I mean, anything really above mid-40s in March is bonus time for us. You know, and you bear in mind, you know, we do average 5.5 inches of snow in March, too. Hate to bring it down, but as of right now, I don't see that possibility coming our way.
Wow.
Well, we got some
last night. A little bit yesterday, yes. But hopefully all that's in the rear view. Tracy Butler, ABC 7 meteorologist with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So the official CDGA posting season, where you can start logging your scores, starts a week from today, March 15th. How is that week looking as the first week of the posting season?
So next weekend, and you know, we have the big St. Patrick's Day parade next Saturday in the city, and then on Sunday on the south side and the northwest side parade. But we are looking at possibly Saturday being a bit wet. But I'll tell you, Tyler, you know, the week after, I'm still looking at above average temperatures at least, but we're probably going to have to deal with some unsettled days, meaning some rain, the way I see it. I don't see snow, but I do see above average temperatures, and maybe it's going to be one of those every other kind of days where we have to pack the rain gear if you're that diehard golfer who doesn't care and will wear the rain pants and the rain gloves and all of that stuff. But I do still see above average temperatures for us, like I said, possibly for the next few weeks. So it goes beyond. And you know what? Before I forget, guys, make sure you spring ahead tonight. We turn those clocks ahead 1 hour.
That's good to know, because otherwise you would miss your tee times.
That's true.
Yes, that's right, because tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day, and you don't want to miss your tee time tomorrow if you have one.
That's right. Most of the courses are officially opening up a little bit early due to this weather that you just described. So, you know, for those of us that are diehards that are wearing the clothing and the, you know, the weather gear and being hardy about it, we're going to at least get started. And at least we're going to be able to get practice in. But as we start to look at next week, we also have the Players' Championship. Are you able to tell us how the weather's going to be down in Jacksonville next week for these guys?
Well, I will tell you. So I actually have a girlfriend who lives there. And we were talking, actually, and she was saying, oh, it's so good the TPC isn't this weekend, because they're today, tomorrow, Monday, just looks sopping wet there. But as I did look ahead to TPC, they'll start to see the weather breaking, and they'll be in the mid-70s probably by Wednesday. And it looks dry at least through Saturday there, and those temperatures will continue to climb. They'll probably be at least mid to upper 70s, if not 80 in there by Saturday and Sunday.
So what you're saying is we don't necessarily have to bet on the mudders. So we're not going to have that kind of weather.
No. If anybody who's going down there early and maybe spending the week down there, just know, you know, today, tomorrow, Monday look really, really wet. And for anybody who's down there practicing, too, might be kind of tough. But once you get into Tuesday, things start to dry out down there, and it looks like it's going to be, for the most part, a beautiful week.
So we know Tracy Butler, the meteorologist, is ready for the golf season, but how is Tracy Butler, the golfer, ready for the golf season?
Yeah.
Oh, good gravy. Well, you know what? I think I need a new putter, because Mike, when he was on our show a couple weeks ago, oh my gosh, he brought this putter in, and it was like, it was magic. It was like it had pixie dust in it or something. I mean, honest to goodness, I've never putted that well in my life. I'm no Peggy Kaczynski, that's for sure. But yeah, just like so many, I'm itching to get out there. But guys, I got to be honest, I like it at least sunny and 70 to be out there. So I may have to travel.
Well, but that's okay. But what is Tracy Butler's golf resolution for 2025?
Oh my gosh, to play more than I did last year.
There you go.
Is one thing. And I think I have talked to you guys about this before. I mean, you know, my bucket list thing for myself with my husband, because honestly, it's that one thing. And I think that's why it's become so special for me. It's that one activity that we can do together. You know, we can play tennis, but he'll like shove the ball down my throat, quite frankly. But with golf, you know, it's an activity that we could do together. And I really want to be able to play at least one golf course in every state. It's just something that I have in mind. So I got a ways to go, believe me.
Where are you at?
I think I'm at 10.
10? That's pretty good.
I got 40 more to go.
That's all right.
That's pretty good. Tracy, yeah. Appreciate the time and happy golfing this week. And thanks for bringing the good weather.
Oh, my gosh. I love being on with you guys because then I know it's golf season.
That's right.
Thank you.
Tracy Butler, ABC7 meteorologist with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. And she joined us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Mike, I got a story for you. Did you hear this? Scottie Scheffler lost to a 10 handicap earlier this week.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that.
Quite the story.
When we come back, this segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Fantasy golf teams that we will be selecting, and a new twist this year as well. We'll get you all that and more in just a moment. This segment brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort, up north Michigan golf without the drive. Ran into Matt Golden at the CDG or at the Chicago Golf Show last week. Good talking with him from Tullamore.
We're looking to go see him again for that Tullamore Cup that we did last August.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
He's getting big behind this year. He's getting a big trophy for it.
Oh,
it's going to be a big weekend.
And that is awesome.
Yeah, it's fun having us go over and play against the Golf Association of Michigan. We're up in our friendly match 1-0.
Yeah, we'll bring back the trophy once again. This was from earlier in the week. This was Scottie Scheffler, and he's just kind of talking about the beauty of the game and how, especially with a handicap, which you can get through the CDGA. Just got to sign up at cdga.org, but Scottie Scheffler was forking it over after losing to a 10 handicap earlier in the week.
You know, I still love cutting it up with my buddies on the weekends and playing money games and gambling. And, you know, I played last weekend, and one of my buddies who is not a very good golfer, he's like a 10 handicap, you know, he beat me in our side bet for the day. And, you know, I was talking with Phil, and that's kind of one of the great things about golf is, you know, I can go out with a guy who's going to shoot 90, and I can give him enough strokes to where we'll have a good competition. And that's what I think is so fun about the game of golf. And so I don't think that my position has ever changed on that. It's always just been really fun.
Did you handle losing very well?
Yeah, I mean, he held a bunker shot on 18 to win, so it was kind of I got out of the way because I thought he could potentially shank it, and he ended up holding it. So it was kind of one of those, you know, it was pretty fun. You know, I didn't like losing, and you know, I handed him the money, and then I told him, I was like, thanks, man. Now I got to go play golf tournament next week. So appreciate the confidence boost. Just lost with a 10 handicap, you know.
So even the best in the world are susceptible to defeat at the hands of a 10 handicap. How about him going, yeah, my buddy's a 10 handicap. He's not a very good golfer.
A 10 handicap is not a bad golfer, but it's interesting when you consider in that match, he played as a +7. So he gave this 10 handicapper 17 blows. That's tough. And I mean, for him to make it all the way to 18, I think a lot of credit goes to Scotty. And to lose to a hole out on 18, I mean, that's what makes golf so great. And I think Scotty just proved exactly why having a handicap and having a membership with the CDGA allows you to go out and have this kind of fun and build this kind of camaraderie and have these kinds of laughs, because you can't get somebody as a +7 and a regular 10 out on a basketball court and have a fair game. No. It just doesn't happen. But golf is such a beautiful game in that regard. And it's just cool to see the world's greatest, you know, admit the fact that he lost fair and square because of the handicap system. And it just goes to show you it's alive and well.
the funniest part too is like he's running and going into duck and cover mode because he thinks his buddy's about to shank it out of a bunker, and then he ends up draining it and he walks away and Scotty's got to hand over the cash at the end of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's better, him making it or Scotty Scheffler handing you cash. That's a great day.
Yeah, that's a hell of a day right there. We do have our, and maybe you're picking Scotty Scheffler for this, the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass starting up on Thursday. And we do have a CDGA Fantasy Golf event open for everyone. And
first
it comes
one?
With a little bit of a twist this year as well. You will not only be competing among your many peers, and there are going to be a number of prizes as well, but there's also going to be a couple of teams, individual teams that you're going to be competing against. You're going to be competing against Team ESPN 1000, Team CDGA, and Team Tour Edge. So we're all picking our own individual teams, but then these teams are being a meeting of the minds constructed
right.
by the various organizations that you will be able to win some prizes according to which teams you're able to take down if you're lucky enough in the drawing after that.
Yeah, so basically what we did is we tried to make another game within the game. So with the thousands of people that play, what will happen is automatically on your leaderboard, after you select your team and the event starts, you will see these three teams at the top of your leaderboard just to show you where they stand. Should you beat any one of those three teams, you would go into one or three buckets for a raffle. So if you beat Team ESPN, and I know Tom is quarterbacking, he's getting the brainchild of Tom Waddle and Yurko and everybody for his picks. If you were to beat Team ESPN and you were lucky enough to be drawn, you're going to win a dual logoed quarter zip, just like the one that you and I both have on here. And if you're streaming us, you can see it as clear as day. We have them in all sizes, so you would be fortunate to win that. If you beat Team Tour Edge, you're going to win a 35-inch wingman putter, the same putter, as a matter of fact, Tracy Butler just alluded to. So it really is a great putter made by Tour Edge. And then if you are able to beat Team CDGA with Eric Ciotti leading our crew and coming up with a team, you're going to get what we call the CDGA prize pack, which is a dozen Titleist golf balls, 2 0 friction gloves, 1 Imperial CDGA USGA cap like the one I have on my head, 10 0 friction tees, and a foursome of sub sandwiches from Jersey Mike's, because we all know you're going to get hungry on the way home. So, yeah, so that is what is going on. So it's a game within the game to kind of keep everybody in it and just to have a little bit more fun and a little bit more engagement and what we say, playing with the members. So,
yeah.
Good luck to everybody.
All right, so who do you have? We'll go. So if you're unfamiliar with how it works, first of all, you've got to be a CDGA member. So sign up, cdga.org. Then you go to Benefits and Contests, and you'll find Fantasy Golf. And that'll bring you to the Majors Challenge website. And there's some other events sprinkled in there as well. So the Players is our start to the Fantasy Golf season. So there's four different groups, A, B, C, and D. Group A, you pick three and an alternate. Group B, you pick three and an alternate. Group C, four and an alternate. And group D, you go two and an alternate. So why don't you lead us off? Who do you have in Group A?
Well, in Group A, you would ask about Scotty, and I did not. And in fact, I did not pick an American with this event being in America. So Group A, Hideki Matsuyama, Ludvig Åberg, Rory McIlroy, and my alternate, Tommy Fleetwood Mac.
All right. We have two of the three are the same. Ludvig and Hideki are both the same. And then I went with Scotty. You went with Rory. And then my alternate is Maverick McNealy, who's been playing really well so far. And by the way, the alternates, those only go into effect if one of your guys withdraws due to injury.
Correct.
So their insurance plays for you there. Group B. Who do you like?
Group B. Well, I'm going with the guy on top, the Irishman, Shane Lowry. And I picked him before he actually started having this great run this week. So, and then I'm going with Tom Kim. I think he is due to have a really good event, and I could see him doing well at the Players. And then I'm taking my guy from Kiawah Island, South Carolina, Russell Henley.
Wow. Three for three of the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tom Kim, Lowry, Russell Henley.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. So my alternate, Sahith Thagala.
All right, that's where we differ. I took Tony Finau there. All right, so we're not going to gain any ground on each other in Group B. How about Group C?
All right, so Group C, Christian Bozoizenhout, I think is how you
out
pronounce
of
it.
South Africa.
Out of South Africa. Minwoo Lee, Michael Kim, and I'm actually Golden Jordan Spieth. And I know we talked about him, but I expect big things out of Jordan. And my alternate is Denny McCarthy.
All right. I have Denny in my group. I've got Denny. I am also taking Minwoo Lee as well. I'm going to take Siwoo Kim. And then I'm going to ride the hot TGL hand here. I'm going to take Cameron Young.
Ooh.
And then my alternate, Ben Griffin.
Who's
already got three top tens for the year.
There you go.
And then Group D, just two and an alternate here.
Well, here I'm going with the guy that got left off the dance card at Arnold Palmer. I'm going Ricky Fowler, because whenever you see Ricky in Group D, that's a lot of value.
Yeah.
And then I'm going with Mr. 59, the latest 59, Jake Knapp. And then I'm taking our local kid, Dougie Gim. He had a nice event last week.
I took Doug in my Group D. I'm going to roll with him. I also took Jake Knapp, and then I'm going to take Harry Hall as my alternate there. So just to round through, we have a lot of similarity here across the board.
We do.
We've been doing the show now. This is year three of us doing the show, and we're starting to merge our golf brains, I feel like.
That's right. But no, we're looking good with Group A. I mean, I got Matsuyama, Oberg, McIlroy, and Fleetwood.
And I went Oberg, Matsuyama, Scheffler.
And then I went Lowry, Tom Kim, Russell Henley, and then Sahith Thagala.
We have the same three. Lowry, Henley, and then Tony Finau for me.
Bozoizenhout, Minwoo Lee, Michael Kim, and Jordan Spieth, with the alternate being McCarthy.
Siwoo Kim, Denny McCarthy, Cam Young, Minwoo Lee, Ben Griffin, the alternates.
And then Fowler Knapp with Gim as my alternate.
Gim Knapp and Harry Hull as my alternate. So again, go out, go join. If you're not already a CDGA member, you can still join cdga.org. Only $40. It gets you a ton of benefits, including a handicap index, and you can join the CDGA Fantasy Golf Leagues to have some fun with us for all the majors and some other events throughout the year as well. And you can play alongside us. You can play for some prizes. You can win some great stuff as well. Each you and I usually have one major where we're like in the thick of it.
I mean, at the top 10.
Yeah, we're rolling. And it's fun because it tracks everything in real time. You can find your friends and kind of like bookmark them, and you can compete against your friends, all that fun stuff. And it's just a good way to, nice little side thing to have going while you're watching all the golf on TV.
Absolutely. And in fact, I use this in a variety of other little golf pools. So if you are having those kinds of bets with a lot of friends that are CDGA members, you can use this as the Bible to go by. And that's what I do. I'm the commissioner of about three other leagues, and I use this, and they all have to be CDGA members or you can't play.
Yeah. It's again, we talk about it all the time. The membership pays for itself. By the end of the year, it has paid for itself, whether you're looking for some golf rounds, some golf gear, whether you're looking for just even like a Jersey Mike sandwich, it all pays for itself.
It does.
At a certain point. So get on out there, join at cdga.org. It is easy to sign up and all that good stuff. All right, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA and tell you everything that's going on this week in the world of golf, as you just heard it with Tracy Butler on with us just moments ago. Tell us that, hey, this is the week to get out and start hitting some balls, whether it's on the course, on the range, this is the week to do it. So we will tell you what's going on around the CDGA as the posting season now 1 week away. This segment has been brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort, up North Michigan Golf without the drive.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
All
Bollinger and Hannah LaMotta for producing today's show. Again, we're with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season right here on ESPN 1000, 9 to 11 a.m. every single Saturday. This segment is brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. All right, Mike, every single time at this point in the show, we tell you what's going on around the CDGA. What do we have this week?
Well, we've talked about it a few times. The next Saturday, week from today, official posting season does begin, regardless of whatever the weather does, folks. But the weather should be halfway decent. It's going to get good this week. But if you play golf here locally, you cannot post. Even though the weather was terrific on Monday or Tuesday, you got to wait for Saturday. That is the rules of the USGA. So with that being said, there's no better time to join the CDGA than today, because of all of the different benefits, and I think you alluded to them earlier, you do get that USGA index. You get an opportunity to play in social competitions or regular competitions, depending on your skill set. We do have the member perks program, to which you see at the end of each magazine that we do, to both digitally and print. All kinds of savings in there, and a few that I would really like to highlight. So for those of you who need to practice putting, Big Moss is one of the leaders in putting greens, and they were there at the show. Tony was there. In fact, if you putted on the 80-foot putt, you were putting on Big Moss greens. So if you use the code CDGA members, you get 15% off any Big Moss product. So right there in itself, if you're going to go spend a couple $100 on a practice green, we're going to save you more than what the membership is right there with just one purchase. Make sure you do tell Tony the CDGA sent you and we say hello. Jersey Mike's, anyone that's out and about today, this week, next week, Jersey Mike's, $2 off all year. If you're a CDGA member, walk into the store, bring up the coupon on your phone, and they will scan it right there at checkout. $2 off. You eat 40 of those in the course of a season, you easily
you eat 20 of those.
Well, 20 of those, but yeah. But 40 for sure. And then you're going to look like a Jersey Mike sandwich. But no, aside from that, PuttView, they handle all of our yardage books. So if you've ever wanted to get a yardage book for the course that you play a lot, because these things have the heat maps on them and you can really read the greens, and it will really help you determine which way things are going. A yardage book is well worth it, especially even though you think you know your golf course. So PuttView for CDGA members, you can buy two and get a third book for free. So if there are three courses that you know you're going to play a member guest at, be the guy that pulls out the yardage book, and then you're going to be the most popular guy in the foursome because you have all the answers. People have all the questions, but you'll have the test book right in that back pocket. Pins and Aces, another quality company that partners with the CDGA, they're offering 15% off. So if you're looking for that special, unique hybrid fairway wood cover or a new putter cover, because you got that new head and it has to have a different type of, you know, insertion in the way it stays on the club, Pins and Aces makes some really, really cool stuff, and they make some American flag, very veteran eccentric, and some really, really good stuff. In fact, I have one on my Scotty Cameron, so
nice.
15% off. And that is about it, other than go to our own golf shop. As a CDGA member, if you go into your portal, we do have an online golf shop, and if you buy golf balls anywhere other than us, well, I'm a little concerned for you because you're spending far too much money. You can get amazing savings on Titleist, Callaway, and Strixon, CDGA.org, but you got to be a member first.
Yeah, and ships right to your door, everything. Even with the shipping, it's all going to end up being cheaper.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, Kaylee Pell and our staff be happy to help you navigate and answer any questions that you have, because she is our buyer and she does a terrific job, as she did at the golf shop.
I was just going to say, if you walk through the CDGA kind of town square, there was the shop off to the right.
Yep.
And boy, there are some awesome things in there.
She broke all kinds of records, and you can't believe how much we ran out. All the head covers went on Friday.
Did they?
And they had the hot dogs.
Didn't remember seeing many head covers.
Yeah, no, those were popular. In fact, as soon as she got back in the office on Monday, she's firing up orders with Cutter and Buck, with Pins and Aces, with PRG, because we're out of stock and people want to buy. So yeah, good problems to have.
All right, real quick, what do you have going on this week for yourself as we're getting into the swing of things? And if you miss Tracy Butler, she said Monday is the day. There's a couple of good days this week, but Monday is the day if you're going to go out and play or get some swings in.
For those who are going to be at Cog Hill on Monday afternoon, you're going to see me because that's where I'm heading. I want to hit balls outdoors with the temperatures somewhat warm. I want to watch ball flight. I'm sick and tired of hitting them into a screen, which I'm going to do this afternoon and again tomorrow. Looking forward to watching that white pill just get tiny as it slightly draws as it goes out there.
Yep.
In my intended target line.
Awesome.
So that's what I plan on doing.
Yep. I'll be out there hitting some balls Monday as well. That's going to do it for us. This segment has been brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. We'll be back with you next week, 9 to 11 a.m. Peggy and Dion is coming up next.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.